So I'm doing this because my wedding anniversary, which I was born destined to never get married, but somehow my parents conned me into it, is coming up, and it's our fourth wedding anniversary. We almost didn't get there, but we got there. Anyway, so I am the son of a chemical engineer, and I started my first big girl job at Black & Decker, which is a quintessential Maryland Baltimore company. And I met a really great friend of mine, Holly, who is from upstate New York, and she started working there in the same department. And she introduced me, because she's a social butterfly, to all of her people that she collected having moved to Baltimore. And that's what we love about Baltimore is you can go to a bar and people will say hi to you and you will actually make a friend. And so she introduced me to the friends that she had made along the way. And I'm going to fast forward a little bit. There was a trip that she plans every year and she's having it this year. It's the 10th anniversary of what she calls Kawasa Kabasa. It's a lake house party that she throws. And so she had collected all of us friends in Baltimore and invited us, and only three of us went. And so she had us carpool together. Well, the girl that I carpooled with, the other person was my roommate, and the girl that I carpooled with and we had taken up with us that first round was the sister of an all-time low band member. Yeah. She lived in a house with him, and when he wasn't touring, he'd be there, and when he was touring, he wasn't there. And again, fast forward, we hit it off on that trip, and the following Memorial Day weekend, she invited me to her birthday party, and her brother was there, along with a bunch of his friends, and his friends had brought their friends, and their friends had brought their friends. But one of those friends in there was a guy who had followed another girl to Bel Air from Houston via Wake Forest. Anybody? So he followed her. You know, it didn't work out. One person's trash, my treasure. No, okay. He's also the son of a chemical engineer. So we're there, and he is dragged along by his roommate, who is also the stepbrother of the girl that he had just broken up with. Suspect. But, you know, he pushes his friend forward, and that friend asked me for my number. And 9 o'clock in the morning, after a very deep hangover and a previous evening of fighting with members of All Time Low who are trying to stop me from driving drunk. Don't drive drunk. Okay, but some of us did sometimes. Anyway, he calls me the next morning, and I have this raging hangover, and he's like, I got your number, and you said you would go on a date with me, so like, let's go on this date. Yeah, and I'm like, do you even remember what I look like or like what my name is? And he's like, yeah. And he repeats my name and what I look like. And I'm like, okay, wait, are you the Viking-looking dude that? He's like, yeah. You just asked me if you knew what you look like. Like, I was like, okay, I remember you. Anyway, he's like, all right, well, where do you want to go? And I'm like, well, I live in the city, and I had moved from the county because living in Towson post college is not the experience you think it would be. Move to the city. Anyway, so he's like, well, I mean, the city, I don't hear good things about it. People don't really like the city. Like, what? This guy lives in Parkville, all right? From Houston, Texas. My first boss ever told me, if the devil offers you hell or Texas, rent Texas and live in hell. And I'm like, you have the nerve to come to me about Baltimore? Okay, come on this first date. Good luck on the second. I'll show you Baltimore City. Anyway, we got married. All this to say, happy anniversary. I love you.